Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vero Insider. I am Anna Valencia Tillery, and I am thrilled to be able to have our guest with us today to give everyone an update. I know our listeners have driven by. I know they have questions. They want to know what's going on. And I have all of those updates and details for you on this edition with the Vero Beach Dog Park. So in the studio today, we have the president, Mr. Bob Joy. Welcome.
Thank you.
And our secretary extraordinaire, Ms. Penny Chandler. Welcome.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
This is the perfect time of the year where you get to be al fresco. You get to be outside and enjoy the great weather. And why not bring our furry friends with us, let them run around in a beautiful park and take advantage of some of the offerings that the Vero Beach Dog Park have for our residents, right?
Absolutely.
This is the time of year to really revel in it. And there has been some exciting changes over there. So, Mr. Bob Joy, will you help just take it away and give our listeners some insights?
Thanks, Anna. It's good to be with you again, talking about the dog park, and thanks for your support over the years.
Oh, we love it.
This has been a wonderful year for the dog park. We're getting about 300 people a day with their dogs.
Wonderful.
It's one of the most popular parks in the city of Vero Beach, which is wonderful. And, you know, it's free. It's open to the public from dawn to dusk every day.
Those are great hours of operation. I like
dawn
that.
Dawn to dusk. It's not hard to remember. And we're divided, as you know, into a small dog area for dogs under 30 pounds and then a large dog area. Someone this morning when I was there said, we got to have a little dog and a great big dog. I said, you know, that may be too cutting it a little
too much segregation.
But small and large, and which is great because they can all play safely. And we've also just finished. In fact, the final pavers are going in today on Wednesday. Entry area that we call a welcome garden at the south end by the boat launch that's completely accessible now. It has pavers and it has a sitting area with two benches and a shade structure we just finished last week that allows people to come watch the dogs and they don't have to go into the park or be with the dogs. We had a young couple there who had driven from Georgia to spend the Easter weekend with his parents.
Uh-huh.
Before they even went to his parents' house, they stopped to exercise their dog.
Makes sense.
Their baby on a blanket in this area outside where they could safely watch the dogs play and get out of the car for a few minutes. I met another woman there last week who says, you know, I bring my sister to the dog park. She doesn't like being in with the dogs, but she has dementia.
Yeah.
And it's comforting to her to watch the dogs play. And we just like to sit on the bench and watch. So this is something that we had made a priority, improving accessibility, improving opportunities for the community. And now with the shade and the benches, we're going to be advertising and promoting this to nursing homes and other facilities, assisted living and so forth, as yet another opportunity for people to come enjoy the parks and enjoy the dogs at play.
That's great.
Yeah, it really is so important because you see all the time where folks do find interaction with animals to be incredibly therapeutic.
That's right.
And they have the ability to partner with a number of organizations throughout the community where the dogs will come into these various assisted living facilities and the like and mm-hmm. spend time with them. So what better way, though, than to have these residents right. come out into the fresh air and enjoy the dogs in
exactly.
that sense? That's really
and
terrific.
Many of them have had dogs in the past but are unable to have dogs now.
No. Yeah.
Particularly if they're elderly. And it's a great... As Bob mentioned, it's a really good observation area, and now benches and in shade, so it's a great spot.
And that's important to highlight because there is, in fact, an opportunity for local residents and business owners to get involved by potentially sponsoring a bench,
mm-hmm.
sponsoring some bricks.
Absolutely, it's I've said in the past we have a horrible business model.
Do tell.
We're free. We're open to everyone. There's no membership, no requirements, and we exist solely on the donations we receive from the community and the generosity of the community. And they've been incredibly generous over the last 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We've invested over $200,000, now over $250,000 in the park, and we've got another $50,000 planned for this year, all because people have been so generous. And I think they really appreciate the park, and that's the way we make a go of it. As quick as it comes in, we'll put it back in improvements and in maintenance and in keeping the park really in first-rate condition.
Right. So someone could potentially purchase a bench out of just generosity.
Uh-huh.
Somebody could purchase a bench in memory of someone
Good point,
who
Penny.
Has passed. Mm-hmm. And we've had those opportunities have definitely presented themselves to folks, and they've taken advantage. We also have bricks. We mentioned this area where people can watch outside of the gates of the dog park, safely watch with little kids or elderly. And that area has, oh, I don't know
Probably
even how I was going to say
yeah.
100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, for instance, my husband and I purchased a brick for our golden retriever that had passed away a couple of years ago. And,
fitting.
So, yeah, people make those kinds of contributions as well.
And is that something that they can access via the website and just make some
Absolutely.
Comments? I'm interested in doing a brick. I'm interested in this
yes.
bench opportunity. Okay, via
there
the website.
Forms.
Yeah. VeroBeachDogPark.org.
Okay.
And one of the other things people have been donating are trees. We've been planting some beautiful trees over the last number of years, including four or five in the last week or so, one of which was donated by the Associates of Coca-Cola Florida, who for their community involvement day sent a team of 8 people to actually dig the hole and plant
right. I love that.
A black olive tree, more specifically right. a shady lady, which was worth
yeah.
a few comments.
It sounds like a perfect tree for
yeah.
what you needed to do.
That's
yeah.
right.
I like that.
But it'll
yeah.
provide shade and grow quickly in the park, and it was a great outing for them, and we certainly appreciated their donation.
That is terrific. And prior to going on to the broadcast, we were chatting a little bit, and we were talking about the Dyer Subaru and the amazing Subaru commercials that are so
fun.
They're very fun, right, with the
really
family
fun.
Of dogs driving and so
right.
on and so forth. So there is a Share the Love campaign going on, right, Penny?
Right. Subaru, corporate Subaru, has an event each year called Share the Love, and as a local nonprofit, we applied to specifically be their local partner for this event this past year. And it was, I'm trying to think of the dates. I believe it started
November
in
December.
November yep. and went through mm-hmm. like January 2nd or something. And for Subaru has a number of national partners, and then they select a local partner.
Okay.
So for every car that was purchased, the person who was purchasing the car could select from one of these charities, one of these nonprofits, and Subaru would donate an amount toward that particular nonprofit. And as expected, most people will choose the local nonprofit.
Right.
And unless, you know, and so actually the Vero Beach Dog Park received almost $13,000.
Oh, that's amazing.
It really was incredible. Yeah.
That is amazing.
It's really incredible.
And I mean, what a great fit for their model,
isn't it?
what they how they endorse and market their brand.
Yes.
And then for it to be the dog park, that's just a win-win.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And the Dyer family is just so generous.
They're so
to begin
generous.
With. So it's great to see that tie-in.
It was
and
a nice
of
partnership.
Course, make sure that hopefully you can maintain being on the list moving forward, huh? Got somebody's good side. I like that idea.
It would be nice. And they, you know,
it
they
would
made,
be nice.
They made the point that not only with Subaru behind this, but it was their customers who actually made the decision.
Got to choose.
So that was the nice thing, that it was people in the community said,
yes,
we'd like to keep it local. We'd like to help the dog park. We'd support what you're doing. So mm-hmm. it was a wonderful contribution mm-hmm. From everyone involved.
Makes perfect sense. It really
right.
does. And of course, some of our sponsors of the program, White Glove Moving and Storage and Pac-Mail Beachside.
Absolutely.
We are proud to be ongoing supporters of the Vero Beach Dog Park because it does offer up so many great opportunities for full-time and part-time residents alike to be able to get out, explore. I mean, our wonderful community is great, but we only have so much space on the beach, and of course we can't necessarily bring our dogs to the beach itself. So this really is a fantastic opportunity, and we had the honestly, we had a great time being invited to the recent event, mm-hmm. The donor appreciation event that was well done. I hadn't realized the number of pet-friendly businesses that were around locally that wanted to help contribute, wanted to be a part of the ongoing success and awareness of the dog park. That, I mean, we have a local manufacturer that specializes in dog treats and goodies that's right here in Vero Beach that I had never even realized before.
And a number of dog-friendly hotels now on the beach, including Costa d'Este, who's always mm-hmm. donated their space for our event mm-hmm. And have been a great supporter from day one 5 years ago, including Gloria and Emilio Estevan's mm-hmm. Foundation, who have been supporters.
Oh,
so
excellent.
It's wonderful. And it's helpful to their business model because they can say to their guests, bring your dog. We can help you find a place to exercise and send them to the mm-hmm. dog park. It's interesting that it really does help businesses at Oceanside and throughout Vero mm-hmm. Beach. Having dog-friendly restaurants has
really
been a plus.
It does make a difference,
there's a
yeah.
couple I know that come down from Melbourne every Saturday, meet a couple of friends in the park. They exercise their dogs, and then they all go to Mulligan's, have brunch on the beach
yes.
because they can take their dogs.
Right.
And just last week I met a fellow who said, you know, my wife and I bought our house here because they had a dog park.
Wow, that was a determining factor.
That was the determining factor.
I remember when we first heard from a realtor who said, I just sold a house because of the dog park.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so important.
They regularly drive by with it as they tour yeah. the museum,
yeah.
the theater.
It's a stop now.
The public yeah. parks, yeah.
And you got to think that socialization for the animals is really important, too.
You know, just a quick story on that. We adopted our current golden retriever, who had been mistreated, was just a crazy maniac dog when we first got him. And I really honestly believe, and this is why I'm involved, is that our dog, because we were able to take him to the dog park, is here today.
Mm-hmm.
Had it not been for the socialization and the ability to run and play with other dogs, meet other people other than us, it saved him.
Ah, sure.
And it's you know, a testimony to the importance of a dog park, and especially a free dog park. When you think about,
yes.
we have several dog parks in the area, but it doesn't matter where you're from, how much money you have, what you can do as far as giving to this nonprofit. It's free and open to the public. So
because this is the bigger picture.
It's the
yeah.
bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that is so important. And I know as Pac-Mail, we recently started doing a new initiative where there was more of a request for the special need dogs to be able to come inside the store. So we made sure that was open and available with little doggy treats and fresh water for the pups and all of that good stuff. And that really does give a comfort level to a number of our incredible customers that say, listen, I just don't want to leave my dog at home. Or
right.
it's very convenient to be able to run an errand and then go to the dog park. Henceforth, I need to have my dog with me.
You know, dogs have a scam going. They go to the bank.
They
go to the drive-thru. They get their treat. They stop at Pac-Mail.
Get a biscuit everywhere I go.
They
get,
you know. They got something figured out here.
They sure do. And then they're just darn adorable to boot.
They absolutely are.
Okay, so we are going to take a short break. We are in the studio today talking about all of the upgrades and the good things happening with the Vero Beach Dog Park right here on the beachside in the city limits, where it is free and open to the public. It's the Vero Insider. I'm your host, Susanna Valencia Tillery. Please don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Welcome back. We have a very fun filled doggy episode, ladies and gentlemen, on this edition of the Vero Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. If you are looking for a delicious place to have dinner tonight, think about the Blue Star, Tuesday through Saturday, right downtown. Miss Kitty has put out her brand new summer-inspired menu, all fresh local ingredients, lots of fun new flavors, so be sure to check that out. In addition, we have Foxy Nails. I was there over the weekend, and I did like two accent nails, and we call this top coat that I have the unicorn effect. So when given a choice right before Easter, do I want unicorn effect? The answer is yes, even though I had no idea what it was, and I'm so glad I did. The place was packed. It's a great time to bond and catch up with family and friends. I saw a bridal party in there. So 7 days a week, Foxy Nails, all your manicure, pedicure, pampering. You will be so glad you go. And I'm telling you, guys go too. They get their pedicures. It's Florida. We got to be conscious of that. And they have a really nice time. Everyone gets a little doting, and it's quite lovely. Hair Studio of Vero. Melissa and her team is in a new location off of 12th and Old Dixie. For a fresh cut, color, and style this spring, don't hesitate to go check out Melissa and her team. It's the most affordable salon in all of Vero, and I love going there, that's for sure. Caliber Home Loans, They are right there in the Miracle Mile Plaza, and they specialize exclusively in home loans. So if you're looking to upsize, downsize, you want to explore some first-time home buying options and incentives, or perhaps look at the various veterans plans and other initiatives, don't hesitate to reach out to Caliber. It's always complimentary. They're there to help. They're there to guide and get you in the home of your dreams. And of course, more importantly, the one you can afford. Right? That's a good point. And of course, we know in proximity how close that can be to the amazing Vero Beach Dog Park. White glove moving and storage. If you are getting ready for an upcoming move, it's the summer months. It can oftentimes be bittersweet if you have to relocate for a job and you have kids that are coming out of school and might need to try a new school. You're juggling a lot of things. Don't make the packing and the heavy lifting be one of them. It's always a free estimate, local and interstate moves. As an agent with Beacons Van Lines, White Glove would be honored to assist. And we are movers with big hearts. We give back to the community in which we live, work, and play. And henceforth, why we have great guests on the program today. Miss Penny Chandler, she's the secretary of the Vero Beach Dog Park. And Mr. Bob Joy, our local president. We were just sharing some stories over the commercial break about how this park impacts guests and residents alike, and how they put such time and thoughtful notes into the various donation drop boxes and the like, right?
Absolutely. You know, we get a lot of suggestions from our patrons, all of whom wonderfully feel an ownership in their park. But we also get some absolutely wonderful thank you notes and people who say, you know, I've traveled from we drive from New Jersey to Florida and we stop at dog parks all the way. And this is the best one we've ever been to.
Well,
it's the largest.
Nice.
It's so well maintained. I mean, we just love to hear those types of comments.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're on the right path.
We are on the right path. Mm-hmm. The dog park is solely funded by private contributions. And we do, as we mentioned earlier in the program, things like the Dyer contribution was huge.
Share the love.
The love. But it's expensive to operate. People will be surprised when we say, you know, it's almost $50,000 a year just to maintain the park. And all of that comes from contributions. And then in addition to that, there's the money that's invested in upgrades.
And there's some exciting things on the horizon. I mean, huge upgrades were already made throughout the year.
Absolutely.
With now some additional shade structures and viewing areas. Yet I heard an exclusive that there's going to be a splash park. What?
Well, I'm not sure what dog whispered that to you, but that is the most requested improvement we've had, is particularly during the summer months, is a little play area with fountains and maybe a little pool that dogs can cool off in and so forth. And we think that's maybe on the horizon as one of the next phase of improvements. We've just finished up what we call phase two, and I think that's going to be part of phase three.
Oh, wonderful. And excitingly enough, the city has extended your lease?
They have.
That's right.
They have. They extended it by another 10 years. A couple of months ago, we met with the city, and unanimously they approved our extension to 2034.
Wonderful.
With
renewals after that. And when 2034 comes around, my attendant will wheel me in to ask for another 10 years. And hopefully we'll get it. But I think it showed. And Mayor Val Zudans has been wonderful, as the members of the council have been, in praising the dog park and really holding it up as a model for a public-private partnership, that we have reduced costs and expense to the city. We have made several hundred thousand dollars, as we mentioned, in improvements at no cost to the city residents. And we've created an amenity that makes the city more livable, certainly more dog friendly, and certainly more family friendly. And it's great to see that they acknowledge that, appreciate that, and are now holding us up to other groups like the rowing club that's building a brand new facility nearby, and pickleball group who are looking to fund improvements to the courts and so forth. And we're really seeing a better Vero Beach out of this partnership of public interests and private philanthropy.
Mm. That's really well said, Bob. Mm. Let's remind our listeners one more time, in case folks don't bring a checkbook with them and they are so compelled to want to give with their animals out there playing and frolicking. What's the website? One more time.
VeroBeachDogPark.org.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much, Bob, Penny. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks,
the Vero
Anna.
Beach Dog Park, right there at the foot of the North Bridge. You don't want to miss your opportunity to bring your furry friend out there. Until next week, folks. Cheers.
See you at Blue Star.